Joan Lincoln.
Good morning.
Howdy.
We're going to talk prom season is coming.
All right.
I know it's
already
January.
It's January. What are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. The girls love to shop like on their February break. So the fairy godmothers of Rochester get, you know, get things rolling right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we're going to hold a donate prom dress program on Saturday at Panache. So if there's any prom dresses hanging around that you want
to
donate.
Well, it doesn't have to be prom. It could be like bridesmaids, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
short, long, you know, anything in like the last 5 years. So bring them over to the store and the fairy godmothers will be there collecting them. But, you know, it's funny when I think about, well, first of all, let's talk, Tony. Because when we went to prom, different.
I was tragically hip and I did not go to prom.
Either did Kevin. I mean, we talked about this last night. I'm like, what was wrong with you?
I even worked at a tuxedo shop, so my tux was going to be free. I was just too cool for the room.
I just feel like you would have looked so good in like a light blue, that crazy looking tux.
That powder blue tux with the ruffled shirt.
That big crushed velvet bow tie.
Exactly.
That ruffled shirt.
That was a huge seller, man. That was a biggie at AJ's Tux Shop.
Oh, my God. But, you know, prom started in the 1800s, you know, to show the men's etiquette, and then fast forward. Now there's lots of new traditions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes schools say all the seniors wear white so that the seniors are identified, all right?
Oh,
and
okay,
how dare you show up if you're an underclassman in white? They roll out the red carpet now, so you know, you feel like you're more at the Golden Globes instead
of pretty cool.
Prom.
They do that wherever Tony goes.
He does. Oh, yes, indeed.
I didn't want to say
that.
He doesn't like to brag.
Wow, Christy, that took you a second to throw that in there. Then there's a school who does a prom draw. Like, they draw who you're going to go to prom with. Can you imagine?
Oh, no. No. No.
I can't either.
Oh, man.
Hello, who are you? Are you even in my class? Yeah, I mean, really. Think about the numbers in your class. Your graduate.
Oh, we had ridiculous. We had over about 500 kids.
Yeah, I had like 300.
Yeah, I had a lot less than that. Well, anyway, let's get back. So the fairy godmothers are doing their annual drive.
Yes.
Kicks off at Panache on Saturday, and then they're going to do another one. Now, they house all those dresses at Marketplace Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So on February 11th, if you can't get to Panache, February 11th, they're going to do another collection. And then they kick off the big event in March, where they can dress the girls in a dress of their choice, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Lots of information out there.
All right. Thanks, Joan.
Yep.